ServiceNow reported its Q3 fiscal 20 earnings last night, and despite COVID and despite the implications of that, they had a very strong quarter. They, in fact, beat expectations across the board. Subscription revenues came in at a little over $1 billion, which represented a 31% increase year over year. They even beat their own guidance coming into the quarter. The subscription gross margin remains at 86%, so obviously that's really strong. Remaining performance obligation, right, the revenue that's tied to those outer years of the contract they're signing, is currently at $7.3 billion, which is up 31%. And the interesting thing is $3.8 billion of that is actually expected to be recognized as revenue within the next 12 months. Now, how are they achieving that? There's some key metrics, some key things that they covered both within their financial presentation but also during the earnings call. So let's get into some of those details. So they, for the first time, have eclipsed 1,000 customers. In fact, it's 1,012 customers that have an annual contract value, ACV, of greater than $1 million. That's a 25% increase. So if you think about it, this time last year, they had about 808 customers. So they've added a little over 200 customers over the year that are now spending at least $1 million per year. For the quarter, they had 41 transactions that were $1 million and more in ACV. And 9 of those 41 deals, 9 of them came from net new customers. Right, so they pulled in net new 9 net new customers that are spending $1 million or more. The interesting thing is, during the earnings call, they indicated that 6 of those 9 are actually from some of the industries that are most affected by COVID. And we'll get to that in a minute about why ServiceNow is able to accelerate actually during COVID, which McDermott and Gina, they spent a lot of time talking about during the earnings call. But let's just keep getting into the numbers. So let's talk net new ACV. So if you think about their core products, right, they have IT workflows, which is like ITSM, ITOM, ITBM, SecOps. They have customer employee workflows, which is HR service delivery, CSM, and then they have the Now Platform, App Engine, and others. So from breakdown perspective, net new ACV, 62% is still tied to the IT workflows, their core products. Now, interestingly, that number is going down, which means they're obviously penetrating across the other things, because in Q3 of last year, 69% of their portfolio was tied to those IT workflows. So there's a shift, and the shift is going towards customer and employee workflows, which is now 26% of their portfolio. That's HR service delivery, that's CSM. Those are products that at one point were called the emerging products. Those are products that ServiceNow and McDermott have spent a lot of time trying to get penetration, trying to build out, trying to sell more into their base customers and sell as part of net new deals. Let's continue to look at these deals for a second. Now, they talk about top 20 deals. They always bring this up. And in fact, it used to be part of their financial presentations that stopped coming into fiscal 20. But they break out number of deals that include 3 or more products, right? That's a big deal to them. So the top 20 deals that included 3 or more products, ITSM was in 17 of them. Now, ITSM Pro, the most robust edition, was in 16 of the 17. ITOM was in 18 of the 20. Now, CSM, again, one of the customer employee workflows, right? That and HR. CSM was in 13 of the 20. And the interesting thing about CSM is that 8 of those had $1 million in spend tied to them. So that's really important, right? Because throughout the earnings call, what we've been talking about before, it's really important to continue to grow and expand that base of customers outside of IT workflow. For number one, the total available market, right? The TAM tied to CSM is really high, and they've noted this numerous times. And at the end of the day, they want to continue to penetrate other aspects of the businesses that they're already in. And then certainly if they can start with a solution where it's both ITSM, ITOM, CSM, it's more expansive, that benefits ServiceNow. Now, the other thing that was announced during the call, which is really important to call out, is that not only did they have a strong quarter, beating expectations, beating their guidance, maintaining an operating margin of 86%, and pulling in all of these net new customers that are spending $1 million or more, is that they, in fact, have now even raised full year guidance. Okay, so they've now raised the guidance that they're expecting it to be somewhere around 4.26 billion for the year. And they are tying that to the pipeline, right? Pipeline generation has remained very robust. And the most interesting comment throughout the earnings call was that, in fact, pipeline coverage is actually better than last year. Okay, so they talk about efficiencies in their in the direct sales market, which I'll get to in a minute. But ultimately, it comes down to the fact that they have made it clear that these digital transformations, from their perspective, are actually accelerating in the COVID environment, right? But they, and this is really important, they said, but it's all about platform. And ServiceNow is a platform company, right? So the longer COVID exists, this is from Gina, the more companies have to invest in what ServiceNow is providing. Now, I'm seeing this with the customers that we're working with. I mean, there's a lot of interest, not only from a net new perspective, but also expanding portfolios as part of renewals. And clearly, this is what ServiceNow is experiencing. It's the reason why they have 31% growth during COVID. It's the reason why they're expanding their targets for revenue guidance, right? And on top of this, there's plenty of room to grow because the total available market is so big. I mean, that's from McDermott himself, right? They talk about this all the time. And so if you're an enterprise customer already of ServiceNow, you have to understand that they're going to be spending a lot of time trying to continue to add products to their portfolio, to your portfolio rather. But the other thing they're going to do is they're going to talk to you specifically if you're an ITSM customer. They're going to spend a lot of time getting you to go to ITSM Pro, the most robust edition. And I want to talk there for a minute because there's a lot of you out there that are already ITSM customers that maybe are evaluating CSM or HR service delivery or maybe ITBM, but you're sitting there in ITSM, and that's very important to ServiceNow, is to convert you, to roll you, to move you to ITSM Pro. In fact, during the earnings call, they talked about the fact that they're actually seeing more upsells than downsells. And they made it a point, this is very important, right? You got to hear what they focus on. There's a 25% price uplift from ITSM Pro. They put that out to the market. But the interesting thing is, and they made this clear, only 15% of their base are actually using ITSM Pro. So maybe you're one of those 15%, and that's great. But if you're not, if you're part of the 85% that isn't, expect heavy, heavy focus on getting you to move to ITSM Pro. And again, you know, at Upper Edge, myself, we don't ultimately make, we don't care what solution you move to if it's the right fit for you. What I'm telling you is that make sure you do it right. Make sure they give you the right price, the right protections, because that's a significant win for them. Okay, and they think about the investments of AI and machine learning, the capabilities that come with that, and that's all great, right? There's going to be value there, of course, but you have to make sure that you have the right, not only pricing, flexibility, investments to make the rollout, to receive the benefits of the AI, the machine learning. Because if anything's very clear, ServiceNow is going to continue to focus and grow their sales organization to get you to move to Pro, to get you to add more products, to get you to roll out more functionality, right? They talked about the fact that they're going to continue to expand geographically by industry, right? They're going to continue to segment more by industry. So they're going to tailor the sales organization to fit and go after you and your company that was in that industry, right? They obviously are going to have inside selling. They're going to continue to focus on the Global 2000. But the other thing that's really important is they're going to continue to build out, because McDermott's very good at this, their partnerships. They're going to lean on the IBMs and the EYs and the Accentures, right? So they said it themselves in terms of IBM, right? They have their own go-to-market now with them, you know, combining ITSM, right? Which will obviously be Pro, and ITOM with IBM's Watson, right? IBM also has made significant investments in building out their implementation partner capabilities for ServiceNow. Talk about Accenture. You know, Accenture just recently announced they have the Accenture ServiceNow Business Group, right? Which is pulling together to accelerate these digital transformations. And they're starting in select industries, but of course it's going to grow and of course it's going to expand, right? This is another way that they're going to continue to find ways to expand within your organization or get you to adopt more out of the gate. They're going to lean on these relationships. We're seeing this now. They're going to resell and sell through these Accentures and other vendors like that. It's really important, right? Because these IBMs and Accentures, they have strategic partnerships at the C-suite already, right? They have influence. And so you have to make sure that you're thinking about not just ServiceNow, you're thinking about implementation, you're thinking about the whole ecosystem when you are building these relationships, approaching a renewal, trying to negotiate so that you have the best relationship moving forward. So at the end of the day, it's really important to remember that ServiceNow has significant growth. They're expecting significant growth. I mean, they keep talking about they're on pace to go to $10 billion and beyond. That's the target they've set. And McDermott's going to do everything he can to get there, and he's going to rely on existing customers and having net new customers with the largest portfolio possible. So it's critically important that as an organization, you have to approach ServiceNow the right way, number one. But number two, you need to make sure that when you are restructuring or starting a relationship, it's foundationally sound, both in the relationships, who you have access to, who you work with, the implementation side, what investments are you getting to assure that these rollouts are happening in weeks, as McDermott says. But you also have to have foundational, appropriate pricing, flexibility, protections, all of the things that are core now more than ever. It's critically important to make ServiceNow put those structures in place for you to align with today's but also the future vision.